From Boston, Massachusetts, this is Jarring Segue, an in-depth look at issues sent in by you, our listeners, and woven together in a jarring way. This week's theme is patriotism. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Hello, everyone. I am your host, Beth Hicks, and I am joined, as always, by the wonderful, handsome, and charming...
Scott Austin.
By the wonderful, handsome, and also charming...
Oh, thank you for the last part, Beth. Mm-hmm. That means a lot to me.
I thought so.
I know. I thought you were going to be all sarcastic.
I'm not, but could you give your name, David?
Johan Karabi.
That was not charming.
I know. I wanted to prove Seriously. You wrong.
And we are also so happy to be joined by a very special guest, and we're going to let her introduce herself and tell us a little bit about herself so that you, the audience, can know just who you are hearing.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Beth.
You're welcome.
I am Hallie Goodman, and I live in Boston, Massachusetts, and I just moved up here very recently in April to live with my wonderful, loving boyfriend, Nathan Smith.
Say hi, Nathan. That's all you have to do.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
He's in the room.
He may contribute laughter. Yes. According to Nathan,
we have a live studio audience tonight.
And you also might hear the cat meow. Our very wonderful, loving cat, TP, who is hilarious.
Air polluting she demon
Scott Austin, who very openly is projecting his hatred of cats because of his uncontrollable allergy towards
not
them.
A huge fan of the cat.
It's a shame that you blame your weakness, your physical weakness, on the animal.
I use it as an excuse, and I will say just about every gay man in Brooklyn loves cats, and they're like, oh, we should go out. You should come over and see my cat. And I'm like, we had a good date and you just ruined it. I don't want to come over and see your cat. A, because find a better way to get me to your apartment.
Yeah, that's the question, right?
It's weird that a gay man suggests you introducing him to his pussy.
Yes.
Ironic.
Come over and look at my pussy.
Gay men in Brooklyn love pussy.
You know what you say to that, Scott? You say, no, thank you. I don't like pussy.
I shall henceforth use that line.
Guys, can we explain to the audience? I mean, the audience, let's be honest.
They're
not
they're
the
simple.
Brightest.
Okay, enough
We need
with that.
To explain this to them that we're in Boston.
I don't,
we're normally
we're
in New
Boston.
York. People are freaking out right
if
now.
If you listened to the intro a few times and thought, that doesn't sound like she said Brooklyn.
It is true.
We're
said
in Boston.
We are. And as someone who lived in New England for many years, I'm excited to be back up in Boston. I love this city. And we thought it was appropriate. I think, one of the reasons we came up was to visit the lovely and talented Hallie and her lovely and talented boyfriend, Nathan. But
And the cat.
No.
Three against one.
All right, well.
But we thought it was appropriate that since we're in Boston, which is one of the oldest cities in the country and super, super important to the American Revolution and in the history of, you know, the U.S. of A., that we would talk about patriotism.
Oh!
And that is
mostly
a loaded topic.
For the New England Patriots, because, I mean, that's a mascot of a football team.
I don't know about sports.
Johan, what is your favorite patriotic song?
Probably I'm glad to be an American because at least I know I'm free. What's that song?
I hate that
and
song.
And I'm proud to be
an
American.
Because at least I know I'm free. I hate
it's
that
like
song
a,
so
it's
much.
It's like a country song.
Yeah.
I hate that song
country music.
With
oh,
a passion.
Right.
I like country music, but I hate that song.
Oh, really?
Awful.
I think it's a good choice.
I like Dolly Parton.
Bad choice.
Well, she's
that
got big
was
tits.
A bad choice?
That was a bad choice.
I mostly like her for her big tits.
Everybody does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like her.
She has a whole, like, patriotic album.
Makes sense.
Does she really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything else about her except that her tits are huge.
She's fantastic. She's an amazing songwriter. She has a huge catalog, and a lot of people don't even know how many songs she's written that aren't attributed to her, because she's just one of those people that people forget, like, she's an amazing songwriter.
Uh-huh. Beth, what's your favorite patriotic song?
I was going to say, America the Beautiful.
America the Beautiful.
I actually, there are a lot of people who wish that America the Beautiful was our national anthem.
Yeah. Because
it's a simple, lovely, easy to sing, and it's about how beautiful the country, literally the landscape of the country, you know, and how beautiful it is and how lucky we are to live here and stuff like that. And it's so much easier to sing than the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. I like that you need so a little difficult. Street. I like that you need a little street cred to sing our national anthem.
Jimi Hendrix's national anthem.
Jimi Hendrix, who else Whitney? Does
Whitney, Whitney. Yeah, Houston.
But to me, Jimmy's guitar.
And that was so controversial at the time. So well, controversial.
Yeah, for sure.
I still play that for my students when I... There's a short story by Sherman Alexie that's... My father was the only Indian... Because my father was the only Indian to hear Jimi Hendrix play The Star-Spangled Banner at Woodstock is the title of the short story.
Mm-hmm.
And I play it for the students so that they can know what the reference is. And they're always like, this is weird. This is too long. This is... That's not even the Star-Spangled Banner. That's... It's a cool teaching moment. I like it.
Yeah. So what's your favorite?
At the moment...
At the you have a patriotic song of
patriotic
the moment.
Patriotic song of the moment is Woody Guthrie's "This Land Is My Land." This land is your.
Oh, that's
land.
A good song.
That's lovely.
I'm feeling very like hokey tonight.
No, that's really lovely. It's a very sweet.
Yeah, it's
very sweet song.
It's kind of mean almost. Like you're controlling the land, you know.
This land is my land.
It is kind of. It's kind of anti.
Whereas this land is your land. It's actually no. It's pretty like. Because he wrote it during, like, the Depression, and it was like, you know, this is our country. Let's all love each other and be hippy-dippy.
Allie.
Or something. I don't know. What's, I like Favreau.
Hey, Nate, what's that song that you were talking about when you first met Christine? She was like, hated that song. Remember?
Is my favorite part of the podcast.
The John Bon Jovi.
It's watching... the couple try to figure something out.
Watching
John Bon Jovi. You know what I'm talking about.
Of course. But
It's My Life.
Born yeah. Born
no.
to Run.
Yeah. Yes, that Bruce
All
Springsteen song.
The whole Bruce Springsteen catalog is my favorite.
I can't remember the name of it, but that's my favorite.
There's a song by
must,
John Bon
Jovi.
You know what?
My favorite song is on it. Could you hum it?
Living on a Prayer?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Living
that's
on
patriotic?
A
Living on
that's
a,
just your favorite song.
Living on an American
favorite
prayer.
No, guess, you were like this
guess,
is
how
kind
do
of
we...
like the American anthem, right?
Oh yeah.
Which one
it
was
it? That? It was living. On
it was living on a prayer.
Yeah.
Living on a prayer.
John Bon Jovi.
Oh, I do too.
Oof.
But that song, it's like you know, living on a prayer. Like you
if
don't
I
know.
Could kill one person, he would be it.
Really?
No.
I was gonna say.
But I mean, if I had if I ten people, he would be on the list.
Well, this brings us to
no. But if I had 50 people, Hallie,
sure,
I would kill him.
Okay, 50. Yes.
This does bring us to Gina's question: what is the difference between a revolutionary and a terrorist? My friend Gina in Brooklyn wants to know what is the difference between
Gina,
a revolutionary and a
terrorist.
Terrorists
kill other civilians. Revolutionaries go after the government. It's pretty simple.
It's actually a really good explanation.
Terrorism is killing civilians for political gain.
Yeah, that's right.
But I feel like revolutionaries often will set buildings on fire and start revolutions.
Those
revolutions
are
bloody. But how do we say that they're a terrorist versus... I mean, if we look at the politics of Ireland in the 80s, we've got like a whole bunch of people being labeled as terrorists, but they're just trying to...
Do car bombs
back
and
the country.
Yeah,
I think it has to do with the viewpoint at the end after the fact.
Yeah, that
who's in power at the time and how do they see it? I mean, it's like
did you win?
Right,
you're a revolutionary.
It's like a difference between a cult and a religion. You
right.
know, it's
yeah,
who's,
yeah,
you know which one came to power that
mm-hmm.
became a religion.
Oh, that's
a
true.
Lot of the other ones. That fell by the wayside. Those were cults.
The ones that did like mass like suicide, you know, they fell.
But there are
by the wayside.
By
yes.
the way, we
haven't drink
had a
grape
ma-
Kool-Aid.
We haven't had
cults.
A mass suicide for a while, and
I'm sure
really want one.
But there
like,
are
we've had everything else, and we've had everything else multiple times.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, these school shootings just keep happening, but it's we don't get any mass suicides.
It's been a while since Heaven's Gate, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember that?
We've been trying.
Their purple shrouds.
It's a little before my time.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
That was spooky. Oh, yeah. It was spooky.
Drink the Kool-Aid, and it's a cult. Drink the wine, and it's a religion.
Yeah.
That may be the most simplistic definition of religion I've ever
If it doesn't kill you, you're in a religion, not a cult.
Sure. Sure.
I think it was weird when Heaven's Gate came out because I think, you know, a lot of parents were worried their kids were going to start getting into this kind of thing.
See, I would have to agree with Johan that I...
I can't believe you agree with me.
No, I'm going to go back to the revolutionary...
I don't even agree with myself.
I'm going back to the revolutionary versus terrorist thing. If ideally a revolutionary believes in spreading out power, that power should not be concentrated in a small group of people, that is where corruption lies, is that when a small government, you know, very teeny tiny, like a dictator, the smaller the government, because a dictator is the worst form of government, most efficient, worst for everybody, and that revolutionaries are trying to spread power.
You keep saying dictator and spread, and I keep giggling in my head.
Well, you're naughty.
You're 14-year-old boy tonight.
You're naughty. And terrorists are interested in obtaining power for themselves, that they have a viewpoint that they believe. And the thing is, I do agree that it's all, we can say it's all subjective, and I agree with that to a certain extent. I can. But words have to mean something. Like, when we say that it's all about how history views something, it's not just how history views something. There is also, it's like religion and cult. We can say, you know, religions are the cults that survived. By definition, that's not actually true, because there are cults that are surviving and thriving right now. Scientology is a cult, and it's incredibly popular.
Really? Quakerism.
Yes. You really believe Scientology
is
a cult?
Yes, I do.
Why?
It is because...
Quakerism.
Yes, I like that.
Because it's believed,
on this.
It's believed.
Thank you.
Because they separate
somebody
you from your family.
Up.
Because they...
really?
Yes.
I know so little
because
about it.
Hallie, I wish you'd known more. I was really backing you on that one. You sounded so confident.
No, I know
and
absolutely
I was backing
about
you.
Scientology.
I put all my chips on the table, and then you didn't actually know about Scientology?
I know as much about Scientology as South Park has taught me.
I mean, it's frightening. What they do is they first have you confess all the worst things you've done, which you could say is like confessing sins, but they have you confess all the worst things you've done. They keep it on tape so that later they can blackmail you with it. Yes. And they have distinct levels of people, so the people with the most money are the most powerful, and the Sea Org are actually treated...
Well, that's just like, I mean, the Catholic Church was started the same way, too.
Sounds like my group of friends.
I'm not getting on a soapbox for the Catholic Church, and I think the Catholic Church is highly problematic, but
Beth
I do think...
Beth loves the Pope.
I do.
Beth and the Pope sitting in a tree.
But I
think he wouldn't touch her
because he's gay, right? But I do think the religion...
Is the new one gay?
Aren't they all gay? Isn't that the thing? I don't know. I'm Jewish.
Well, I don't think... This one's actually kind of okay with the gays, so...
Yeah, he is.
Follow-up question from Gina. Is Batman a vigilante? Is he a revolutionary or a terrorist?
He's a vigilante.
Where does he fall?
He's a terrorist.
He's not either.
Where does he fall?
He's not either. Because he doesn't work with the government. He doesn't work against the government.
Yeah.
There's no political gain.
All right.
In Batman's crusade.
Christopher Nolan, there is.
He's a vigilante.
Working with the government.
He's working with the cops.
Oh, that's right.
He works with the fuzz.
And that Dark Knight has so many American flags strewn throughout it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you pause that film anywhere and there's a...
The Dark Knight.
Which is weird because Batman doesn't actually exist.
And the Dark Knight Rises.
Yes.
Well,
Tommy, guys,
films
Batman
can still have
is
political
not real.
But films
Gina.
Can still have political agendas, even if they're fiction.
That's true.
Okay, and I think everyone's Facebook page was blowing up yesterday about Ben Affleck as our new Batman. So,
even today, too.
Who's your favorite Batman? Your favorite most patriotic Batman?
Michael Keaton.
Who was the one from the TV show?
Michael Keaton.
Adam West.
Yeah, Adam West. 100%.
Yeah, he was
Fuck
the most
yes.
patriotic.
Damn, pow!
I really enjoy, Haley, that all of your favorites, you need to ask us who they are.
Yeah, I don't know names.
What's our favorite song? Who's our favorite actor? I don't...
This is why it's good Nathan has joined us.
Yes,
because
true.
It's like we have
him.
A go-to. Just a tap to Nathan.
I really like... I like the Christian Bale Batman portrayal.
Michael Keaton.
I like it better than Michael Keaton.
I liked it better than Michael Keaton.
I think Michael Keaton is amazing. I think Michael Keaton was perfect.
I also think I like Christopher Nolan as a director a lot. My friend Brian from L.A. Talked about how he was in New England, and he went to Plymouth Rock, and it was really kind of cheesy and hyped up, and
no shit.
Right next to it, there was like a lobster hut, and it's a rock, and it's like, oh, how do you know that's the fucking rock?
How do they know? It probably wasn't.
So
how the fuck do they know?
Yeah, what DNA? Which rock?
Because then the old
jerked off on it, right?
Yeah,
or maybe in the old records are like it was right next to the lobster hut. We landed right next to a lobster hut.
It was great. After all those
thank
months
God for
in
that.
The water, see, we were finally able to eat seafood.
I like my historical landmarks, like Gettysburg. A lot of people think it's haunted because so many men died at Gettysburg, and like they say, you can still hear the screams and the moans and the everything. And like, if you are there at a certain time, I like my historical landmarks with a little more.
And that,
so
that,
when I first
that
moved here,
question.
When I first moved here, I was looking for jobs online, just like little gigs here and there. And one of the Craigslist posts was about a ghost, like you're hosting like a.
They wanted Jennifer Love Hewitt.
The Ghost Whisperer.
I fucking love that show, so don't talk to me about that.
Okay. It's a good show, and her boobs look fabulous.
Her boobs always look fabulous.
It's my favorite show. It's, what's it called? It's, what's
fuck
that
you,
show?
Love
that
show.
She...
Jennifer Love Hewitt, the huge tits.
Party of Five.
Tours. Ghost tours of, like, Salem, Massachusetts, and, like, different parts of Salem, Massachusetts.
Ooh, we should go.
I fucking want to go so bad. I'm going this Halloween. I don't care.
I have not
I'm
been
go,
yet,
I'll go
I'd
alone.
Like to go.
I went on the Jack you the Ripper tour in London. It was the worst thing in the world, because they just kept being like, Jack the Ripper might have been here.
Yeah.
They couldn't even commit to just lying to them about it.
He might have been in a lot of places. So, it was the worst.
It's not good.
But what are other favorite national landmarks?
Mount Rushmore.
any country that can take a big old ugly mountain and carve the faces of great men. Anyone with that Drop Dead Gorgeous?
Yes,
yeah.
Drop Dead Gorgeous
movie.
Is an amazing movie. That's a national landmark.
Is that true?
It is a great movie.
I've never seen it.
It's black comedy, and it's fantastic.
It's a mockumentary.
Amy Adams.
And it's satirical, and it's brilliant lighting.
Good.
Amy Adams with her hat with the Washington Monument on it, saying, the Washington Monument,
and she's
stroking
it. She's also the pregnant cheerleader, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
No, I've actually never been to Mount Rushmore. It just looks good.
I haven't
either. I don't think, has anybody actually ever been there?
I haven't been. It's like,
is it like
North
Dakota?
Is it North Dakota?
It's somewhere.
Oh,
it's North
Dakota. That's like the only thing North Dakota has, right?
Is it like,
sorry, everybody from North Dakota.
Is it like every other, never
been there.
National landmark that it's smaller and less impressive.
Probably.
Like when I saw the Liberty Bell, I was like, oh, it's a fucking bell.
Liberty Bell is a terrible monument.
I've seen it. I grew up in Philadelphia and I've seen it once.
It's a terrible monument.
Trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
yeah.
So what's
there's a story my parents like to tell. They took my sister and I to see the Liberty Bell, and my dad must have been like, who put that crack in the bell? And both my sister and I looked at them and I didn't do it. The same time.
Really?
Oh,
that's adorable. That's adorbs.
Wow.
Totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs.
Man, you had to be there.
Yeah.
Oh,
Scott,
really,
what about you?
I was there, Hallie.
Okay.
I was behind you. I heard this happen.
What?
So weird. And we ran into each other years later.
That's crazy.
That's actually a good movie plot.
That's a great movie. And then what happened? Then we do a podcast.
Then
that's
we
the
do
end.
A podcast.
We
start a business.
We never see each other. Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, we start, we like make, we do a coffee shop.
It's a lot like Serendipity, except no one went to see it.
That's true. It's basically the same movie.
What about you, Scott? What
the
national?
I like
the
Statue of Liberty. It's green.
Yeah, that is the best one.
It's,
I agree.
All that wonderful copper.
It's French.
It's green.
It's green. It's French.
The Liberty Bell's French too, I think.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
There are things
green?
From France.
A lot of our because we cause
like
France
democracy.
Helped us with
the revolution.
Yeah.
Or the terrorist
activity. I went to Stone Mountain. In Stone Mountain,
ooh,
Georgia.
What is that?
Okay.
Yeah,
what is that?
They project a light show, a laser light show.
My favorite
monument.
Disney World
is Disney. It's the Disney Light Parade.
And
Beth, this is not a monument.
It is
this
not.
Is your favorite thing to do.
It's an attraction. It's not a monument. It's an attraction. However, I don't care because it was serious. Okay, this is the story I have to tell about.
I just
Mountain.
Said it, but you said it initially as if we knew what it was.
I pulled Johan
what
back
it was,
here, by the way. So Stone Mountain, Georgia. This is the
I've
story
been
I
Stone
always. Mountain, Georgia. So I love the story. So my sister and I went. She took me there, And we were sitting there, and we are, it's the middle, it is really deep, deep into Georgia. You know, you're really, because it's an hour outside of Atlanta at least. And they're putting up pictures of, like, they're doing the devil goes down, went down to Georgia. He was looking for some stones to see how they're doing all that. They put up pictures of, like, people, men and women in uniform in the military, and there's whooping and hooting and hollering. And then they put up a picture of Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised Martin Luther King Jr. And my sister and I were both like, woohoo, yeah! And nobody around us is clapping. And we're like, oh my God, we're going to get...
Racism is my favorite national language.
And then they put up Jimmy Carter. And we're like, woo, Jimmy Carter! Okay, nobody.
Nobody. Who's putting up these slides?
It was all famous. It was all famous Georgians.
Georgians.
Yeah.
Sarah Reif in Syracuse asked, you may remember her from our last podcast, or two podcasts ago. Do things like bald eagle, like flag window decals on backs of trucks make you feel embarrassed to be an American?
Yes,
100%. Are you ever embarrassed to be an American?
Absolutely, all the time, constantly. It happens on a daily basis.
Explain, Hallie.
Facebook.
Ooh.
All my friends are American. I don't know any foreigners, really. You know, so, because it's a big country and whoever leaves.
And other languages are really tough to learn.
Yeah, especially in this school system. School system. It's shitty. Like, we're not educating anyone.
She says, looking at a teacher. I agree with Hallie. Like, I don't feel like I learned anything in school.
Nah.
I learned stuff in the last 2 years.
I felt like I did, but I think that...
But you're Asian.
It just can...
So you're like a sponge.
I just feel like... Even from when I was in school, like in public school, it's just really gone downhill.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the emphasis has been more and more on, you know, the army, the military.
Right, exactly.
And
all of our money
is
in the wrong places.
Right.
All of our priorities are wrong.
And it's just to
like
keep the
population
stupid.
Like, you see it every
day. Yeah.
Massachusetts, traffic lights, they don't make sense. They can't figure that shit out.
Really? What's wrong with the traffic lights?
They just never line up. Like, the point is to keep the traffic flowing, right? Nice. It's, you know, fuck, oh, I got stopped at a stoplight.
So there's sometimes when everybody has red for, like, 5 minutes.
Well, no.
Well, everyone,
there are times
like,
when
on the
east-west
streets
you'll be
should
stopped
be.
At a red
yeah,
light,
yeah, yeah.
And there will be another light you can actually physically see
that's
about
green.
50 feet ahead of you that's green.
And nobody
and then
can
your
get to
light
it.
Turns, yeah, your light turns green, it turns red. So you're stopped again 50 feet later. Doesn't make any sense.
That is a clear example of how stupid people are getting in this country.
But I also think that, like, there's a lot of concern around the technology sector in the United States, like, in the industry. I mean, we're, you know, there's tons of people from India, from Asia, that, you know, from Japan, that come over and, you know, do very well here because there's a vacuum where we don't have our own, like, trained people, like, educated people, you know, coming through our school system to fill that, you know, those technology positions. And it's a big concern.
Yeah, I mean, I think I always get a little, I don't want to say, I'm not skeptical, I don't know what it is. I always, whenever people are up in arms about anything, or not even up in arms, but whenever people are super, super worried about something to the point that it makes me feel like if it was as bad as people were worried about it being, it's like we would have already fallen into the ocean kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like the, so I feel like on one hand, I agree that there's a lot of ways in which the education system needs to be reformed. I mean, Scott's a teacher. He has worked in the system. I taught for a few years, and you can see the ways that it's not working, but you can also see the ways that it's working.
It's
I got a really good education both in high school, both all through grade school, up through high school. I was very lucky. I got a very good education. Got a great education through college. And I think that what this country is dealing with now, I think the biggest issue this country is dealing with now is still inequality. I think the inequality between the haves and the have-nots, there's still a lot of racial inequality. There's still a lot of gender inequality. I think that that is a huge issue in
and
this
I
country.
And I think that that comes back to the schools.
I think it comes back to bald eagle window decals on the back of your truck.
Yeah, it's gross, weird. Why did you do that? It's like those little, like, stick figure families. Like, I don't give a fuck about your family.
Yeah, it's true. Especially if your family full of stick figures.
I don't give a fuck about your stick figure family.
Eat something.
Like, why
stop
would you
promoting,
brag about the fact that your family's a bunch
stop
of
stop promoting
figures.
Your eating disorders on the back of your minivan.
Right? Seriously.
I once saw a bumper sticker that said, "I miss Reagan."
Sleeping with them? Like, why do you miss Reagan? Jesus, you guys carpool together or something?
I mean, it was like, it said Steve Reagan.
It was like his coworker.
No, it was definitely
Ronald Reagan.
Definitely had a picture of Ronald Reagan.
Or the Bring Back Nixon bumper sticker.
I've never seen any of these. Where do you guys drive?
Have you not, really?
I've been in New York City and Los Angeles.
This was Kentucky that really? I saw.
This
that
was up in New England. I mean, because there's a conservative, there's a real strong conservative bent up here. Like, not, mm-hmm. I mean, Massachusetts is a blue state.
Yeah.
I believe Rhode Island is a blue state as well.
New Hampshire's the one that's
yes,
the big
the
one.
Live
that's
free
the
or
one
die. Because they're the small government. They're the small government state. They're the state that wants government out of their business.
But there is a, strong liberal presence up here, obviously,
mm-hmm.
from the Boston and, just
absolutely.
Overall in New England and Northeast. But there, New Hampshire is always kind of on that border of you could go either way every year. And that's why
it's a swing
one
state,
of those,
right?
Yeah, it's one
yeah.
of those swing states.
Yeah.
I will say what you will about patriotism, but if you think about it, our country, people get along so poorly, really, that patriotism is a very important thing. Like, this kind of nationalism is important. In a country like this, where it really is pretty divided.
The only thing
that people can agree on is when you pull the patriotism thing.
It's,
right?
We're such a huge fucking country. Hallie's friend Derek, my friend as well. Derek is friends with both me and Hallie.
Me first.
Hallie first. I stole him. He's
hardly
my friend as well. Just gonna put that out there. But he's he's very far away because it's a big country.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, he asked, "What exactly about your country are you so proud of?" What are you so proud of?
Yeah. I am proud of the fact that we can do a podcast where we can talk about the things we don't like and not one of us is going to go to jail.
Definitely.
Because we can. There are big issues in this country, big issues that need to be worked on. But I, for the most part, with some exceptions.
Your cat is chewing on cellophane. I'm sorry.
She is. She loves it. There's a video on my Facebook of her just chewing on that.
And
like
here,
sitting in this little box.
Here, I'm concerned that your cat's going to die. And you're like, no.
She doesn't eat it.
She's plastic
like,
bags.
She chews on it, yeah.
She's on it.
Cats are fucking stupid.
No, they're not. Cats are smarter. They're smarter than dogs. Smarter than dogs.
Are they?
Many
Americans. Back it up.
What? Well, you can train a dog just about anything. Cats are like, fuck you, I'm not doing that stupid shit.
Yeah, because you can teach dog stuff and cats are like dumb and they don't respond to you.
No, because they don't want. First of all, they think they're above you, obviously.
Do you think all cats think that?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah.
She's such a. No, really? You think that?
I actually think that.
This is mine.
I mean, it's
this
true.
Is mine. This is mine.
They're
this
like
is mine.
The
this
ultimate
mine.
Predator.
Cats.
They've got sharp teeth, sharp
like
paws,
Americans
and they're fast.
Think they're better. Like Texans think they're better than you. Texas is not a state I'm a huge fan of.
Oh, it's so big.
But,
For no reason.
I actually really like
there is
that
no
our
reason
country.
Behind that.
No.
I like that our country is so diverse. That's one thing I really do like.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. I think it makes politics very hard and
absolutely.
It makes change happen so slowly.
And it makes identity politics hard because, if you live in a country where there hasn't been as much immigration or emigration or, and of course forced immigration in this country. I mean, a lot of people were brought to this country not of their own free will.
Arizona.
you have, and this country is really
immigration.
Diverse.
Immigration. I'm thinking about giant fences and people dehydrated.
Every time you bring up something that you like about this country, I'm immediately reminded of all the things that I don't like about the other side of what you're talking
about. Yeah, but I'm not talking about I like the big fences and,
Well, no,
but
you're talking about,
immigrants.
The diversity. There's, people from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They make it a little easier now to become an American.
Our takeout food options are so...
Fantastic.
All over the globe.
Tell you what,
that's
I can't
true.
Go a week without Thai food.
You can get shitty Thai food in any corner.
Yeah.
It's
true. Right next to your shitty pizzeria
and Mexican.
You're Mexican.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think, and in this country, in some countries, identity politics aren't necessarily as much of an issue because when you don't have as many different religions as we have, when you don't have as many different political ideologies, when you don't have as many different languages and ethnicities. And that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. But it also means that it's still something we have to work out. You know, and we're still so, and I always say this, I say this all the time, we are relatively an incredibly young country. Mm-hmm. And we're not young in the sense that people have been here long before, you know, the whole Plymouth Rock didn't, they didn't land on Plymouth Rock, the lobster hut was built. Right, the country is, like, you know, people were here a lot, much, much before the Puritans and the Pilgrims and the first whatever. But in terms of the country as its government stands and as its current government, like, we're so young. Compared to other countries. It's just, it's remarkable when you think about it.
It's true. Well, what do you like about it, Beth?
I like the fact that
she said she likes the freedom.
I like that I can.
We're not
going
to be lynched.
I'm not going to be put in jail for this podcast. Yeah. I can say that.
I don't know if you could do this in any country and they would care.
Well, I'm not saying they would care about jarring.
Like, you guys are sitting around in a circle and talking.
I'd be like, going
about stupid things. We're going to jail. No, we're not talking about the. I mean, we're not. Also not talking about how we want to overthrow our government right now.
Yeah. Yes. True. But I can also write...
But it could be...
If we did that, it might be...
It could be turned, you know, how governments like to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing is, I just... And I feel very lucky that, you know, as there's been a huge... Unfortunately, the last few years and the last year have been very bad for reproductive rights and for those... I mean, that's been shit awful.
But you can still get an abortion in some states, which is nice.
And I mean, it's still legal in, I believe also, there might be one state that just made it illegal and I want to punch them all in the face, but it's federally, it is legal everywhere because of the Supreme Court, because Roe v. Wade, technically it is legal everywhere. But, you know, the rights that I have as a woman in this country, I'm very grateful for. Having said that, I think we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, that's true.
A long way to go. So, there's a lot... I don't know. It's one of those things. It's like, you know, you love your really, 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 really flawed friend. That's what America is to me. It's like, I love you, but man,
you've got issues.
Yeah, but you know what? Think about
but
like,
if therapy was more available.
But
then,
think about living like and living in some.
Stuff,
I mean, like I think about how angry I can get at, like extremists in this country. But imagine some other countries where the like you know like we deal with it from far away. Imagine those like some like the Taliban or like those people. They're like your fellow citizens. And that's, you know, that would be difficult. You're like,
yeah,
that's the
that's
political
scary.
Discourse. That's scary.
Yep. Molly in Denver asked us if she can still be considered patriotic, but not ever want to say the pledge at school or not think people should have to say the pledge.
Absolutely.
At school.
No,
so,
you should have to say the pledge.
You should have to say the pledge.
I disagree.
You should have to say it.
I disagree.
You should have to know the pledge.
What about, I had an English teacher who said, you know, she would say the pledge every morning and she'd get to... One nation, indivisible, with liberty, and she
wasn't
would...
Wasn't it originally written without God?
It was
added in the 50s.
It was
propaganda.
Really? Well,
the
was
whole,
it?
Yes.
The
yes.
whole pledge was written to sell flags. I just hate how
it's propaganda.
Patriotism...
It's propaganda.
How American is tied to Christian.
Yeah. I
that
know.
That pisses me the fuck
That's
off.
That's a huge issue
huge
for me.
Problem.
The
says
whole
the Jew.
Not separation. I'm not
the
that much of a
the
Jew.
The evangelical
okay?
movement.
Jew-ish.
She's more agnostic like me than she is Jewish.
Yeah.
The evangelical Jewish. Movement in this country has been one of the most politically powerful, motivated, and they are the funny thing is that when you look at the actual breakdown of who considers themselves evangelical, it's actually quite small. Who considers themselves Christian versus agnostic versus atheist versus Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist. There's, you know, all the different religions. Quaker.
Mennonite.
Quaker.
Are you a Quaker?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You haven't been listening
Hallie
to the podcast,
obviously. Does not listen.
I do listen. I just don't.
We walked by the meeting.
Didn't you see her? She pulled up in a carriage, horse and carriage.
I didn't.
She
I
drove
thought you looked
us
homely,
from
though.
That's why it took us Didn't you notice that her...
You don't have this little, like, belt buckle shoes. And...
Yeah, she was actually, earlier when she was outside, she was making her shoes.
That's why I was laughing when you were talking about churning butter earlier at dinner, because I'm like, peon, I'll show you how to churn butter.
Yeah, exactly.
So, plebe.
When I was in Alaska, I went to a used bookstore, and I found a book called The Bold White Stranger. And on the front is a picture of this scary-looking polar bear, and it's clearly a book about this polar bear, but the narrators are these, well, the narrator is a young kid, a 12-year-old, and he's got an older brother, and their father is a missionary, like a Christian missionary in Alaska, and I've only read the first three chapters, but I like to think that the bold white stranger is his father, because he's going into this indigenous community and this Inuit community in Alaska and converting them. So while I think the book is trying to say that the bear is the bold white stranger, I think reading it with the lens of the father is the bold white stranger is really...
It's much more entertaining.
I'm getting a lot more chuckles out of the bold white stranger.
Doesn't it sound like a romance novel was written by a KKK member? The bold white stranger.
The bold white stranger from Texas's Mistress.
Exactly.
I feel like Texas and Mistress.
As written by the Aryan Nation.
Seriously. But I will say really quickly that I think that your point is correct. If they're practicing themselves, they're not reaching out and trying to... But also, if it doesn't... Once it translates into stupid policy that affects other people, then I'm sorry. That's just stupid.
But that's
being
what
dumb.
Happens.
You're not being religious, you're not being anything, you're just being dumb.
And Jordan, who is in Paris by the time this airs, he's in New York now and on a tour, asked about the idea of, if you're not patriotic, this witch hunting of non-patriots, mm-hmm. non-Christians after 9/11, mm-hmm. and how has the world changed? I had students this past school year who were born after 9/11, and they can't really reflect on how have things changed, or teaching the book Let the Great World Spin, talking to students about, like, isn't this amazing, this idea of what the Twin Towers were, and then what the Twin Towers are now as a symbol? This idea of this book takes place mostly in the 70s, and now it's post 9/11, and even, you know, my seniors and some bright kids
weren't born in time, right?
Before they,
9/11. No, the seniors would have been.
They were born, but they were in, like, third or fourth grade now. And so they, like...
But they, yeah.
When, what's the first
That's
national
the same as not being born
political yet. Event that you remember? I mean, for me, it was, like, 97, so I was a sophomore, junior in high school. When
it was Monica Lewinsky's thing, basically.
Yeah, Monica Lewinsky, Columbine, Laramie.
Oh, yeah,
those things, where my...
Yeah, OJ
Simpson.
I go back to Challenger.
I'm old enough to remember Iran-Contra. Like, to go all the way back to...
Wow.
Yeah.
Iran-Contra was a big thing.
Ollie North,
that was a big
Reagan,
thing.
That was
I remember,
such a scandal.
I remember, like, World AIDS Day being a thing, but I don't remember being able to formulate opinions and understanding what they were until
I had the We Are the World tape.
Ooh,
nice. That's good.
But
that was one of the first tapes I ever bought.
There's a wonderful poem. It's a performance poem called First Writing Since, and I'm blanking on the poet's name, but YouTube that shit.
I will.
First Writing Since is great.
But can I want to say something else.
I want to ask you, what is it?
It's a Muslim American living in New York, and it's the first poem she wrote since 9/11.
Mm.
And there are lines about her brothers being in the military, and someone asking her, which military?
Mm.
And her being like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And just... kind of that idea of what is it to be a Muslim American in a post 9/11
world.
I mean, that big YouTube, there was that news reporter recently who was a Fox News reporter was talking to this guy who had written a Muslim who had written a book about Jesus.
Yeah.
And every,
oh, yeah.
And she was like, yeah, but what makes you think you can write about Jesus? And he was like, I've studied religion my whole life. I have a PhD
in
comparative
religion. I'm fascinated by Jesus because he's really important.
And she's
also
like, but you're fucking Muslim. I mean, she didn't say fucking, but.
And he's like, Jesus exists in the Muslim religion. We actually have Jesus
like,
in the religion. She's like,
well, this writer writes in, you're a Muslim. What the fuck do you know? So.
Yeah. So what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I think, I mean, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I think that I mean, the fact is that, you know, a little over a decade ago, like, what happened was incredibly traumatic for the country. And so, I don't know. I don't look at this as being, I mean,
well,
I think
we're 11 years out. We're 12 years out.
But people are scared.
Of course they're scared.
I mean, you know, like, I mean, I think people have the right to be scared.
I was, I was living in New York City when it happened. I understand people.
Yeah, but I'm saying that, like, all the things that, you know, that haven't happened that people wanted to do, like, I mean, that's scary, too. Like, so the people who are in charge, who are making the policies, I think I just want to strike a little bit of balance, because I think that the people who are making the policies are hearing a lot of stuff that is crazy, and that, you know, they have to be a little bit extra cautious. I don't disagree that people manipulated it. I'm just saying that I think it was...
It's the first time that something, you know, that, you know, Israel-Palestine hit home, right?
Pan Am 103, and that's coming up on its 25th anniversary.
But the scale of the destruction on this one, especially with the, you know, two of the tallest buildings in America, you know, I think that symbolism was huge. The Pentagon, you know, places that, you know, to us were sacred, or not sacred, but just we felt like, you know, it shattered our invincibility.
The idea of being untouchable.
Exactly.
Of being safe. And I agree with, and I do agree with you that the...
Exactly,
I absolutely
that's the idea.
Agree
People
with,
really
I,
stopped feeling safe.
And I
in this
do
country,
agree with you that, of course, you're absolutely right, that the government hears things. The number of threats they hear every single day is terrifying. And they, unfortunately, they have to take everyone seriously, because if they don't take one seriously and something happens, they will get blamed, even though the majority of the ones they hear are not, there's no, you know, nothing behind them.
Right.
But at the same time...
I'm really glad we got rid of that rating system.
Oh, the, like, orange and the yellow.
It's an orange alert, because we never got out of orange, did we? Yeah. Like,
and it just
maybe
was
for
kind of
like a hot
orange.
Second, it was like, nah, yellow today.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, I think about that now.
Everyone's really tired.
That kind of thing was just completely despicable.
It's Christmas. I'm going to go down to green.
Yeah, and nobody knew what that meant for them. Like, what does that mean for me? Should I travel? Should I not travel?
It was
just such
an example of the government not reading the populace at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, totally thinking everybody's, like, completely stupid.
And having them
posted
at airports.
Like, we will put out a color-coded thing about the potential of your death.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
On TV. We're going to put, a little spectrum of how likely you are to possibly die today. I mean, think about the damage that does to, like, population psychology.
And the fact that it was never, never on, like... You're good to go.
Yes, exactly.
It was always on, like, look behind, check your back.
Yeah. Which I think is like, it's like flipping a coin. Maybe something bad will happen, maybe it won't.
But that's like every day of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you'll hit by a car today,
maybe
you
won't.
Be prepared.
Maybe
wear clean underwear.
Maybe a meteoroid will come and hit you.
Maybe it won't.
Maybe it won't. Maybe you'll hit by lightning. These are things you can't control.
All right, wait. I think we've reached that time. That cat is crying out for a Johann Karabi wrap-up.
Well, I think that the real point is that patriotism is not about security.
It's not an easy word to say.
It's not. It's
not
a lot
an easy
of,
word.
There's way too many T's in it.
They make it so hard on all fronts just to live in this country.
You know, I think that it's not a case of security. It's a case of values. And that means that if you're, you know, you can be a patriot, but that means that you have values.
And probably... well, that is...
Probably just looked at me.
That is possibly your worst wrap-up ever.
Yeah. So let's just say that we are going to... And we want to thank, of course, the lovely, talented, beautiful, generous... wonderful Hallie.
You are so welcome.
Yeah, there was enough adjectives there.
Yes.
You can keep going.
You're welcome.
Please, keep going.
Thank you for
hosting us and for having us come up and for being on the podcast.
Thank you to everyone who sent in questions.
Yep. Thank you to Nathan for not keeping silent, but for chiming in.
Yeah. I know. I remember Nathan
should be on the show more often.
Yeah.
A mere 4 hours ago saying, I'm not
See, that's what we
you.
Need, though. We need
strong voices. But I'd like to thank everyone, as Scott said, for contributing to ideas, for listening, for caring
for
enough. For believing this
country.
And this podcast.
And this podcast.
That's recorded in this country. So thank you so much from just outside Boston, Massachusetts. we are...
Hallie Goodman.
Scott Austin.
Nathan Smith.
And Johann Karabi.
And I am your host, Beth Hicks.
God bless America.
Have a good night.
And this week, Hallie Goodman's going to sing us out.
Be an American and something I don't know the word. But you can tell me what it's all about in this great American place. Want to stand up
next to you and defend her still today. Cause I'm proud to be American. God bless the USA.
An American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love